October 30th, 1903. Teachings about peace. This morning, since my adorable Jesus was not coming, I was thinking in my interior, who knows whether it is true that it was our Lord who was coming, or rather it was the enemy to deceive me. How could Jesus Christ leave me in such an ugly way without pity? Now, while I was thinking of this, he made himself seen for a few instants, and raising his right hand, pressing his thumb on my mouth, told me, "Be quiet, be quiet. And besides, would it be nice if someone who has seen the sun, only because he does not see it, says that what he had seen was not sun? Would it not be more true and reasonable if he said that the sun has hidden?" And it disappeared. I could not see him, but I felt that with his hands he was retouching me all over and rubbing my mouth, my mind. And he made me all shining. Since I could not see him, my mind continued to raise doubts, and he, making himself seen again, added, "You still don't want to stop it. You want to make my work in you disappear, because by doubting, you are not at peace. And since I am the fount of peace, as the one who guides you does not see you at peace, you will cause him to doubt that it is not the King of Peace who dwells in you. Ah, you do not want to be attentive. It is true that I myself do everything in the soul, in such a way that, without me, she would do nothing. But it is also true that I always leave a thread of will to the soul, so that she too may be able to say, 'I do everything of my own will.' So, by being restless, you break this thread of union with me, and you bind my arms in such a way that I am unable to operate in you, waiting for you to put yourself at peace again, in order to take the thread of your will again, and continue my work."